Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Angeline.
It's day two of our look at the famous story, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis.
Do you guys remember? Four children named Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy are sent away to the countryside to live in an old house.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and in that old house, Lucy, it says, finds a wardrobe in the house. She goes inside the wardrobe and realizes that it's not just a wardrobe for keeping clothes. It's an entrance or like a magical doorway to a magical world. Does she go inside? Of course she goes inside. Otherwise, it would be a very short story.
And there's snow everywhere, right? Mm. There's a winter magical world that we're going to.
Yep.
And she meets a faun, Mr. Tumnus.
Tumnus? Something like that. I don't know how to say faun names. Because fauns are animals from sort of storybooks and things like that. He's half man, half goat. In this story, he's a good guy, at least at the beginning,
as far as
we know. And he tells Lucy about this evil witch, the evil white witch, who cast a spell over Narnia. She's taken control of this land using evil magic. And this is bad news. So Lucy heads back to the cupboard, the wardrobe, back to the real world that she comes from to tell her brothers and sisters. But of course, nobody believes this story. They're saying, Lucy, what are you talking about? Have you been eating too much candy? Have you gone a little crazy?
But Edmund, it seems like he kind of maybe believed his sister.
Oh,
I don't know, because he got a little curious.
And I think he's the younger brother,
is he?
Right? I think so, yeah.
And then he goes into the wardrobe, and he realizes that his sister isn't making this stuff up. He sees Narnia for himself. And then he meets this queen, and this queen gives him Turkish delight. Remember that candy dessert that we talked about yesterday?
Yep.
And what else? Oh, she says she will make him prince.
That's right. But he has to bring his brothers and sisters back to Narnia with him the next time he goes back to his world. Now, this is actually a really good point because parents and teachers often tell kids don't take candy from strangers. Well, here's a perfect example. Turkish delight is a candy. The queen was a stranger to Edmund. He doesn't know who she is, but he thinks, hey, she's giving me candy. She's got to be nice. She's an evil queen.
Is she?
That's why you don't take candy from strangers. Well, we know she's kind of the white witch.
She's the white... ruined the story.
Don't tell anyone. I think a lot of people have seen the movie. Okay. Anyways, let's check out our article and see what happens next.
Reading:
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. A few days later, all four children enter Narnia. Mr. Tumnus's house has been destroyed, and he has disappeared. A talking beaver helps them. Mr. Beaver tells them about an old belief in Narnia. When four humans become kings and queens, the evil days will end. Because of this, the White Witch wants to kill them. Mr. Beaver will take them to Aslan, the Great Lion. He'll help put things to rights. However, Edmund betrays them and goes to the White Witch. He tells her everything, so she gathers an army of monsters. Meanwhile, the other children meet Aslan. His army of good creatures rescues Edmund from the White Witch. Edmund apologizes to the others. The White Witch reminds Aslan about Narnian law, which says she can kill Edmund for his actions. Aslan gives himself to the witch in place of Edmund. Susan and Lucy secretly follow Aslan that night. To their horror, the White Witch ties Aslan to a stone table and kills him.
Okay, so our article begins by saying, a few days later, all four children enter Narnia.
Wow, so Edmund did convince his brothers and sisters to come back with them. Remember, they're out living in this countryside house in England. Their family, their mothers and father aren't there, right? Because it's wartime. So I imagine the kids are probably a little bored and looking for adventure. So they go back through the wardrobe to Narnia. They must be very surprised. And things have changed since they were there last. Mr. Tumnus, remember remember him? He was the friendly fawn who Lucy met. Well, his house has been destroyed and he has disappeared. Oh my gosh, that is exciting and scary too. If something's destroyed, it's ruined, it's broken, it's so badly damaged, it's not even there. Like buildings will be destroyed in a war or a big earthquake or something. So his house is gone. And where is Mr. Tumnus? Nobody knows. He's disappeared. D-I-S-A-P-P-E-A-R. To disappear, this verb means to be there and then suddenly not be there, for example. You know, we can say things disappear because someone uses magic. If you put your cell phone down in a store or a restaurant and walk away and leave it, it might disappear, not because of magic, because someone steals it. But it's gone away very quickly to a place that you don't know, so you can't really explain where it's gone. It was there. And now it's not. It's just disappeared, okay? For example, we could say, the magician used his magic hat to make the rabbit disappear.
Okay, and then, so Mr. Tumnus isn't there, but another magical creature appears.
Oh, what is it this time? Is it a giant?
It says...
Is it a centaur?
What's
is
a centaur?
That's like the half man, half horse.
Oh.
Is it Cyclops, that giant with one eye?
I think it's a more normal kind of animal, a real animal.
Is it a dinosaur? Dragon.
No.
What is it?
It's a beaver. It says a talking beaver helps them.
Wait, what?
It's a talking beaver. That's a magical creature, no?
A beaver?
Yeah.
A beaver is a giant rat that eats trees. It's the national animal of Canada, my country, but it's a giant rat that eats trees.
And it has a wide, flat tail.
Yes, it does.
And very strong teeth. That's how it bites.
And it's not magical. It's kind
of
boring.
But it talks. It talks.
Really? Okay. All right. Still think a dragon would have been better. Okay, all right. So Mr. Beaver, that's his name, tells them about an old belief in Narnia. When four humans become kings and queens, the evil days will end.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's very interesting because, of course, at this time when they're there, Narnia is under the control of the evil witch. Mm. So there are bad things going on. It's like the land has an evil leader. And maybe this old belief will help them to break that evil spell and bring the land back to happier days. But again, it's a belief. Now, belief is spelled B-E-L-I-E-F. B-E-L-I-E-F. Pay attention to that spelling. It's a little tricky. It's a noun. A belief is something you believe. B-E-L-I-E-V-E is the verb. We believe in religion or something like that. We believe that, you know, if you're nice to people, they will be nice to you. This is something that people think is true. It might be a rule that they live their lives by, like a religious belief or a moral belief. But it's something that you accept as being true. Now, your beliefs and another person's beliefs might be different, and that can cause problems between people. Mm-hmm. But if you have good beliefs and you stick to your beliefs, then you will be trying to live a good life. All right? For example, it's a very common belief these days that smoking is bad for your health. A lot of people think this because there's a lot of science behind it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so wait a second. Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, they're humans,
and
right?
And there's four of them.
Yeah. And
no.
Does this mean that Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy could be the ones to save Narnia from the evil days?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Well, yeah, maybe. Our article says, because of this, the White Witch wants to kill them.
See, I told you, don't take candy from strangers.
Wait, the White Witch is that queen? The queen that offered the Turkish delight?
What do you think? You think there's a Turkish delight store in Narnia?
Maybe.
She used magic to make the candy because it's evil candy and she is an evil person. But Mr. Beaver is not evil. Mm. He's friendly and helpful, and he's going to be even more helpful as we read. Mr. Beaver will take them to Aslan, the great lion. That's right. Aslan, the great lion. And if he doesn't sound like a super cool hero, well, I don't know what's going on anymore, because he's a super cool hero. And what will Aslan do?
Well, it says he'll help put things to rights.
Good for him.
Okay,
he's a great lion. Of course he's going to help.
To put or to set something to rights means to make something go back to its normal state again. Let's listen to a shortcut for you to learn more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Look at the mess in here. What have you been doing, Vina?
Sorry, Dad. I just didn't have time to clean up my room.
Your mum will be home in less than an hour. If she sees this mess, you'll be in trouble.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. I'll probably get in trouble too, so I'll help you put things to rights.
Not put things away?
Well, yes. To put things to rights means make everything all right again after a time when things weren't all right. We can also say set things to rights.
Right. Put or set things to rights means 使什么什么恢复原状。
Correct. Now, where to start?
I'll put away these clothes first.
All right, so Aslan was going to help the four kids to, you know, get rid of the evil magic spell controlling the land, but it seems that these four kids, the four brothers and sisters, are not such a, you know, solid group as you might hope. We read, however, Edmund, their brother, the one who met the White Queen, he betrays them and goes to the White Witch.
What?
Yeah, the lady who gave him candy, he's going to be true to her and not to his brothers and sisters.
What's wrong with this Edmund guy?
I don't know, but if you go against people who trust you and believe in you, you betray those people. Yeah, if someone tells you a secret and you promise not to tell, but then you go and tell everyone, you're betraying that person. If you do something to hurt your friend, you are betraying your friend. You're going against someone who trusted you.
Does Edmund still think that that witch is going to make him a prince? Is that why?
Maybe he just wants more Turkish delight because it's darn delicious.
He should go to Carrefour to buy it.
He should, but he's a kid. Maybe he's just confused.
Yeah, maybe. Well, what happens? Well, it says he tells her everything.
Uh-oh.
So she gathers an army of monsters.
See? Not Turkish delight monsters. Real monsters.
No way. Okay. So the word gather, G-A-T-H-E-R, gather is a vocabulary word. It's a verb and it means to make people come together to form a group. So she's getting people. She's getting monsters to come together to form an army. And I guess she wants to fight whoever it is that she wants to fight. We can use the word gather in an example sentence like this. Everyone gathered around the street artist as he began to sing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they collected or grouped around him to hear the music. Back to the article, it says, meanwhile, the other children, the other three children, they meet Aslan. So they go to meet this great lion.
Okay. And then it says, his army of good creatures rescues Edmund from the White Witch.
Wow, exciting stuff.
Okay, creature, C-R-E-A-T-U-R-E, creature, is a very strange kind of animal or even a person, but it's often imaginary or made up. For example, we can say the three-headed dog Fluffy is a magical creature from the book Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Interesting stuff. And we also had that verb rescue. To rescue is to help someone who is in danger, to get them out of that danger. A common one you could think of would be a firefighter. They will run into a building that's on fire to try to rescue. And we could also say to save or rescue anyone who is still in the building. You were in danger, but when the police or the firefighters or people like that get there, they will try to rescue you and get you out of danger.
Okay, so it looks like Edmund, I think he feels badly that he betrayed his brother and sisters.
He should feel badly. That was very silly and dangerous.
Well, it says Edmund apologizes to the others.
Good.
Okay, so to apologize means to say you're sorry for doing something wrong. For example, I apologize for getting mad at you over a small thing.
Yes, you should. I don't know why you're so upset. I stole your car and sold it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, you're right. You can easily replace my car.
You should apologize for being angry for that. Mm. I did it to help you.
Yeah, well, where's the money?
I spent it on me. So apologize.
You betrayed me.
That's true. I should be apologizing to you. Well, we'll get to that after. Let's get back to the article. The White Witch, it says, reminds Aslan about Narnian law, which says she can kill Edmund for his actions.
What?
Oh my gosh, that is a strange law. But if someone reminds you this verb, it basically means they bring information back into your mind. Mm. It's probably something you knew, something you learned before, but maybe you've forgotten it. Maybe some time's gone by or you just let it slip out of your mind and someone says something like, don't forget to, or don't forget today is, you know, something like that. If they're trying to make you not forget something, they're trying to remind you, you know, like your mom might remind you that after school you have to go to the dentist's office today. Mm. It's not a normal thing. It's something you might have planned a few weeks ago. Maybe you forgot. But if someone reminds you, that information is right back there in your brain where you can get to it.
Okay, then our article says Aslan, so he really is the great lion, because it says Aslan gives himself to the witch in place of Edmund.
Wow.
So what this means is that the White Witch, instead of killing Edmund, will now kill Aslan. Okay. So if one thing or person is used or does something in place of another, they replace the other thing or person. For example, Martha used butter in place of oil to fry the onions.
Oh, okay. So you replace or you switch something and then you can use something else in the same way. And then next we read, Susan and Lucy secretly follow Aslan that night. So the two sisters, they follow Aslan, the hero lion. They follow him that night. They're probably, first of all, big fans of his because he's such a great, powerful creature. Mm-hmm. And also, he's helping to save their brother. So they must really, you know, like him and want to thank him. But they're not quite sure what's going on. So when they follow him secretly. Secretly is spelled S-E-C-R-E-T-L-Y, secretly. And basically, it's doing something in a very secret or private way. All right? If you do something secretly, it's something that you don't want other people to know about or other people to see. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe it's illegal. Maybe you're just shy or maybe you're just a private person. But if you do things secretly, you're doing them in secret away from other people's attention. For example, Jack secretly tapped in the PIN number to his ATM.
He doesn't want anyone covered his hand and made
sure no one was watching. You know, should do things like that secretly.
Yeah. Okay. And, well, it's not a good ending.
No. This is a serious book.
Yeah, well,
it's got some serious things happening in it.
It says, the article says, to their horror, the White Witch ties Aslan to a stone table and kills him.
So sad.
Very sad.
I remember seeing this cartoon as a kid and I was like, what? What? No. What? I don't know if I cried, but I certainly felt upset.
Very much.
Because, you know, Aslan was such a cool dude.
I know. And he didn't even really do anything wrong. He's taking this for
Edmund. He's just being nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we saw that word horror. H-O-R-R-O-R. Horror is a noun and it is a strong feeling of shock and fear. So they must be very scared and they must be also very shocked that actually the White Witch was serious when she said she was going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so movies that are very scary, we can also call them horror movies. That's where the word horror comes from. For example, we can say Judy had a look of horror on her face when a spider crawled onto her sandwich.
Yeah, I would probably have a look of horror on my face if I found a spider on my sandwich. All right, there you go. We're really sorry to drop everyone on this sad note, on this sad ending, but don't worry, we have one more day tomorrow, so maybe things will get better.
Hopefully
they will, but we will continue with our story and find out more about what happens in the magical land of Narnia, so join us for that. But first, we'll have our chat question coming right up.
you chat.
All right, we're back with our chat question. Mm-hmm. And the chat question is all about evil things or bad things. So sometimes we do bad things, you know, or young especially, but we can regret these things. To regret is to feel sorry later on for something you did earlier. Now, as a kid, this is something I do regret. It wasn't really bad, but it actually kind of ruined my Christmas.
Oh, no.
Well, it was one year I really wanted something. I asked my parents for, you know, I really want this toy. I forget what it was. And I was so focused on really getting that. Like, if I don't get that, I'm going to be so sad.
Yeah.
That I started to search around their bedroom when they weren't home to try to find the gifts.
Okay.
You know, which I'd never done before. Uh-huh. And so my parents didn't hide things very well. It was easy to find what's under the bed, you know? But anyway, so the problem was that in the end, I found the thing. They got it for me. But then I had to wait 2 or 3 days to get it. And then I realized on Christmas morning when they put the box in my hands, I know it's inside. It's not exciting.
Yeah.
It's not fun. I'm going to have to fake. Oh, wow, I didn't know. You know what I mean? So it was just the whole worrying about getting it that kind of ruined all of the other good parts of Christmas. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I regret doing that because, you know, it was wrong to do. But also, I ended up stealing the joy of Christmas kind of away from myself by just not waiting to get, you know, to open the presents.
I think your parents would have wanted to see that look on your face, that look
of
surprise.
And they did. They saw the look,
but
it was
good actor.
Fake. It was a fake look. I was, you know, I didn't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
If I said, yeah, I know what you got me because I looked through your bedroom, they would have been like, what? You know, that's evil. Anyway,
but you said they didn't hide it well.
No, they didn't. They hid it, but not well because I'd never done that before. They thought I was a nice person, but I was an evil person, at least that time. But I learned my lesson. Don't be evil. You'll make your own life that much worse, of course. Never mind what you do to others. So there you go. That's something bad that I've done. What about you guys? Have you done something bad? Talk about it. Maybe call a lawyer. And we'll see you back here very soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. A few days later, all 4 children enter Narnia. Mr. Tumnus's house has been destroyed, and he has disappeared. A talking beaver helps them. Mr. Beaver tells them about an old belief in Narnia. When 4 humans become kings and queens, the evil days will end. Because of this, the White Witch wants to kill them. Mr. Beaver will take them to Aslan, the Great Lion. He'll help put things to rights. However, Edmund betrays them and goes to the White Witch. He tells her everything, so she gathers an army of monsters. Meanwhile, the other children meet Aslan. His army of good creatures rescues Edmund from the White Witch. Edmund apologizes to the others. The White Witch reminds Aslan about Narnian law, which says she can kill Edmund for his actions. Aslan gives himself to the witch in place of Edmund. Susan and Lucy secretly follow Aslan that night. To their horror, the White Witch ties Aslan to a stone table and kills him.
Vocabulary review. Disappear. The squirrel ran up the tree and disappeared in its branches. Belief. Children think Santa Claus brings them gifts at Christmas, but when they grow up, they lose this belief. Gather. The old friends gathered together to celebrate Nikki's birthday. Creature. For years, many people have believed a strange creature lives in Scotland's Loch Ness. Secretly. Claire secretly told her teacher that some of her classmates were cheating on their tests. horror. The police officer stared in horror at the dead body he found inside the house.